Let's go to Jim in Elk Grove, California. He's got a question about his... Go ahead, Jim. Tell us your question.
I was wondering if you could tell me if there's any way to correct a severe aortic valve stenosis rather than surgery.
Well, of course, we know we can do surgery, and that's a wonderful thing. But we also have to ask ourselves, how did this happen, right? What's the process? See, even if you have surgery, Jim, and, you know, if this is severely blocked, it may be life-threatening, and you may need surgery, okay? If you're more than 90% blocked, you're in high danger. So, obviously, we're glad that we have a surgical option. But the question that has to be asked is, what did you do or what happened to your body that set the stage for this calcification, right?
Right.
Okay, and so... the most common thing is guesstimated when we get calcification anywhere in the body, whether it's a bone spur, whether it's in your eye, wherever it is, there are two processes that we know are going on. The first one is we're low in HCL, okay? And so how old a man are you?
67.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
Approximately 200 pounds.
Okay. So usually eating American food, we get in a situation where by about age 40, some people even in their 30s, we're not able to produce enough HCL to digest all this cooked food because we were engineered for raw food. And America today is spending something on the order of $40 billion plus dollars a year on antacids, an amazing phenomenon, okay? And no one in America, no one in the world, has an antacid deficiency. So what the heck's going on? What's going on is we have exhausted our ability to produce HCL by eating cooked food. So the very first step for you, and, you know, this certainly is something you're going to have to do sooner or later, or you will only experience the same phenomena again and again and again. So... you'll want to get on the HCL detox kit, and you picked a good day for it because it's on special. And at your body size, you're probably going to want about 6 HCL and about 3 activator, maybe even a little more for a while, maybe even using 10 and 5 for a couple of months to see if you can't help the body clear any calcium deposits wherever it might be. So your heel, your elbow, your eye, wherever, your arteries, wherever it may be, okay? So that would be kind of step one, all right? Now, while you're at it, you might as well get on the digestive enzymes for the pancreas and cover all those as well, because at your age, those for sure are pretty exhausted as well. And usually at your body size, just 2 of the digest, and you take those start of the meal, and they'll help the HCL work even better because they now contain the world's first plant-based produced pepsin, which is an enzyme that enhances the activity of the HCL. Okay, so that now you've got step one. Now you got to ask yourself, is there something more that can be done, in particular to support healthy arterial function? And I would say heart nano-detox would be the next thing that would come to my mind, and typically you would use that for 4 months, and you would, at your body size, you're probably going to need about 7 teaspoons a day, and you mix that in maybe 24 ounces of water, and you will sip this after breakfast. And boy, does that support healthy and clear arterial function. So certainly, I would, I'd be going after that like a banshee. But again, you know, these are agents that you will need to do one way or the other. Okay, Jim? Are you there? Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, good. That would be my suggestions. And I think that long term, they'll be a terrific blessing for the body. Okay?
All right.
The last thing I would say, I don't want to forget this, is, of course, your pH. You'll want to get a roll of pH paper and start monitoring the first morning urine pH, okay? And you want to get it back to the 6-4-7 ozone, And if you don't do that, then your body is decomposing your bone to buffer the blood. That's really hard on the body as well. And so you can get something called pH Trio to move that pH and the pH paper to monitor it. And you, I'd use that on your whole family. Get everybody back to health. Use this opportunity or your experience to turn the adversity to advantage for everybody. Okay, buddy?
All right.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.